We're doing the Ramban, Drashat Torat Hashem Tmimam. Now we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Sarah Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. And the Ramban continues and says, "V'nitbarer od chidush ha'olam al yado b'kriyat Yam Suf." That Moshe Rabbeinu, he not only proved Hashem's running the world when he was able to outwit the Egyptian sorcerers at their own task, but he also clarified that Hashem created the world when he split the sea, v'aman, and then brought down man, gave us heavenly food for 40 years, v'aber, and heavenly water, v'anane kavod, and clouds that surrounded us, v'zulatam b'tziyam mitzrayim, and other great miracles that happened as we left Egypt. V'anivuah, and the concept that God speaks to mankind was also clarified, b'ma'amad al Sinai, when the Jews stood at Sinai, because these things also point to the fact that God created the world and runs the world and controls the world, and because He runs and controls the world that He created, so He can control nature and He can make food just come out of heaven. That's when people question, it stuns me how people can say, well, maybe at Sinai there was a game. Okay, but what are you going to say about 40 years food coming down from heaven? You know, you could talk about Sinai. Let's say you could talk about Sinai. Let's say. But what about 40 years? How'd you get away with that? 2 million people have food for 40 years in a desert? I don't know. That's a little bit hard to, yeah.
I'm saying the Rambam says that we're saying when it comes to miracles that Daf at that exact same time a miracle would happen. So if this is like what the exact same time every day that miracle happened for 40 years, or is he... Is this something like only like...
I don't know how the Rambam would work the man. Meaning, I don't know. V'heyech. Ki ledivrei kol ma'amin bekadmut im yotza el la'arich knaf ha'zbub ulekatzer regel ha'nmala einenu yachol. The ones who believe that the world was always existing, God can't change nature. If He wants to extend the wing of a fly or shorten the leg of an ant, He couldn't do that. That takes a few million years in evolution. And suddenly here, in 1 second, the sea splits. Food comes down from heaven. And they all agree that that's the way the world works. That if the world is an evolvement, then God can't just suddenly shorten the leg of an ant. Ve'im ken, kol mi shenitchadesh lo davar keneged atoledet, ben al yedei ha'chatumim umchashvim ben al yedei ha'nevim miyad yedei v'yamin b'chidush. And so, the second you can go against nature, and he says it doesn't have to be at the hands of a prophet. It could be at the hands of a sorcerer too. But then you have to realize that this whole theory that everything is only evolvement and there's no other forces at play here, that's not true. You have to realize that no, there was a creator, there is a creation, and there are forces at play. He's saying that there could be other forces, it's not only God at play. Meaning God created other forces that these sorcerers can tap into. But you can't tell me that the world is just nature running its course, because the second you can go against nature, so then you show that there are other forces at play. Yeah.
Who is Ramban? Who is he arguing against here? Because he lived in Catholic Spain. Who believed this when he was alive? Saying nowadays, like, it's a very pertinent argument because a lot of people are atheists and say that we're just a product of nature and the universe always been here. So who is he? I mean, does he still?
I think he's talking against the philosophers of the day. Yeah. Meaning the philosophers of the day, we see from the Ramban, from the Rambam, from the Kuzari, many of them believe that the world always was this way. It's just the continuation.
We're certainly not the Catholics.
Right. Okay, I think we'll pick up here. You want to read about the philosophers? I want us to have time to do the run. So we'll do it next week. Bezat Hashem.